This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.
Kia ora, welcome to Koi Kono. I'm your host, Min Kyung. I'm passionate about the Korean language and love to help people. This show will help you to learn basic Korean. And I will also share some local Taranaki information for the Korean community here. You are listening to Koi Corner on Access Radio Taranaki. 안녕하세요. Koi Corner에 오신 것을 환영합니다. 이 방송은 Access Radio Taranaki에서 전해드립니다. 저는 한국어와 사람들 돕는 것을 좋아하는 호스트 민경입니다. 이 방송은 여러분이 기본 한국어를 말할 수 있게 도와드리고요. 타라나키 지역 소식을 한국 커뮤니티에 전해드리고자 합니다. 지금 여러분은 코이 코너를 듣고 계십니다. 키아오라, 안녕하세요. Welcome to Koi Corner. I'm your host, 민경. I'm a New Plymouth Korean tutor, and you are listening to 1.4 FM, Access Radio Taranaki. I will use my skills to help people understand the Korean language and learn about Korea. This program will be helpful for those who wanted to learn about Korean cultures or for New Zealanders with a Korean background. This program will use the book Employment Permit System, Top Topic, New Standard Korean Textbook. Each unit following the order of introduction, vocabulary, grammar, conversation, cultural and information, and EPS topic exam. We are on the radio, so some of them cannot be mentioned on air. However, we can try to practice to the best of our abilities. This publication was produced by the Ministry of Employment and Labor of Korea and the Human Resource Department Service of Korea. Appreciation is extended to the Korean government. If you want to download a free book, please visit the Koi Corner Facebook website where you will find a link to the book. If you need any help, email me at koicorner@gmail.com. koicorner, koicorner, @gmail.com. Okay, let's learn about vowels. This is a part of a learn about Hangul. So last time we learned about different story. But today we're talking about vowels. The letters for writing vowels were made like this, based on the shapes representing the sky, the earth, and a person. Three basic vowels letters were created. And from this, the vowels are ya, o, ya, o, yo, u, you were formed. The remaining vowels, were also made by combining the basic letters. The Korean language has 21 vowels in total. There are vertical vowels, for example, e, a, ya, o, ya, and horizontal vowels, u, o, yo, u, you, etc. Right vertical vowels were where the standing person is the reference. Draw the vertical stroke long and the horizontal stroke short. For horizontal vowels, where the flat ground is the reference, draw the horizontal stroke long and the vertical stroke short. We will continue next time about vowels. So please remember some vowels stories. And last time, I forgot to teach you about greeting. So today we will start greeting first. Let's learn greeting. I will say Korean first, then you will hear the meaning. 안녕하세요. Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Hopefully you are not confusing. 안녕하세요 covered all those things. So when you say 안녕하세요, it means hello. What depends on time, it means good morning, good afternoon, good evening. And then the other person also say same word. If you say 안녕하세요, 안녕하세요, we both say 안녕하세요 for the each other. So like a hello, hello. So 안녕하세요, 안녕하세요, hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This time when you're going, 안녕히 계세요, goodbye. 안녕히 가세요, goodbye. So 안녕히 계세요 is more you left there. And 안녕히 가세요 means you are host and say bye to leave person. So it's the same meaning goodbye but different sound. So when you leave there, you say 안녕히 계세요. So stay well. And 안녕히 가세요 means goodbye but you're going well. It's hard to explain. 안녕히 가세요. Goodbye. Yeah, exactly that meaning. Also, next sentence is 죄송합니다. 괜찮습니다. When you say 죄송합니다, the other person say 괜찮습니다. So 죄송합니다. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. 괜찮습니다. It's okay. It's okay. 죄송합니다. I'm sorry. 괜찮습니다. It's okay. Next, 감사합니다 or 고맙습니다. Thank you. Thank you. 감사합니다. 고맙습니다. Once you hear that, you will reply like that. 아닙니다. 아닙니다. You're welcome. You're welcome. 아닙니다. So let's say 감사합니다. 고맙습니다. Thank you. 아닙니다. You're welcome. So, and next one going to be when you meet person. 처음 뵙겠습니다. Nice to meet you. 만나서 반갑습니다. Nice to meet you too. So you just say 처음 뵙겠습니다. It's the very first time meet you. So nice to meet you. 처음 뵙겠습니다. 만나서 반갑습니다. I'm great to see you or nice to meet you too. The meaning can be complicated but mostly like nice to meet you too. 만나서 반갑습니다. And Korean always often say 잘 부탁드립니다. There is no exact equivalent of 잘 부탁드립니다 in English. However, this phrase is commonly used during self-introductions. When meeting someone for the first time, it literally means I ask for your favor. But more natural translation in English would be I look forward to working with you. Or thank you in advance for your help. So this one also when you meet the first time, easily say 잘 부탁드립니다. 잘 부탁드립니다. Hopefully you can get it. Pronunciation. 잘 부탁드립니다. 처음 뵙겠습니다. 잘 부탁드립니다. Nice to meet you. And I ask for your favor. It's a little bit strange. Or I looking forward to working with you. And this is our last one. 주말 잘 보내세요. Have a great weekend. 주말 is weekend. So 주말 잘 보내세요. Have a great weekend. And then you answer that. 네, 주말 잘 보내세요. Have a great weekend too. Oh, it's not last one. Very last one. 실례합니다. Excuse me? 실례합니다. Excuse me? Hopefully you can get it, our greeting things. Okay, let's hear Korean music. It's kind of Korean traditional, like classical music. So, 검은 고, who played 고보석. Thank you. Welcome back, Koi Kona 100.4 FM. How was Gamungo sound? This sound is very strong emotion for me. Now we will learn about vocabulary. Ohi. Today we will learn 지금명 occupations. Excuse me. Please listen carefully. I will give some quiz later. Student, 학생, police officer, 경찰관, 경찰관, doctor, 의사, technician, 기술자, teacher, 선생님, teacher, 선생님, where we also call 선생님 honorific. 소방관, firefighter, firefighter, 소방관. Nurse, 간호사, nurse, 간호사. Carpenter, 목수, 목수. Company employee, 회사원, 회사원. Public officer, 공무원, 공무원. Cook, 요리사, chef or cook, 요리사. Farmer, farmer, 농부, 농부. 근로자, worker, worker, 근로자. Clock, 점원, clock, 점원. Driver, 운전기사, 운전기사. Fisher person, 어부, fisher person, 어부. This is about the occupation, and then this vocabulary is just for our dialogue, for study. So, C, this Korean C, Mr., Mrs., or Miss, we call C after name. So, for example, Mr. Song, Mr. Song, or Mr. Mingyong Song, we call Song Mingyong Shi, Song Mingyong Shi. So, Mr., Mrs. Mingyong, Mingyong Shi. And when you say I, 저, 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 I, 저. And when you say no, 아니요, 아니요, 아니요. Yes, 네, 네. Yes, 네, 아니요, no. 저, I. Someone's name, and then C, Mr., Mrs., someone's name. Okay, now, I'm not sure you can remember, but if I say Korean, can you answer as English or what I'm saying, you understand? 경찰관, 경찰관 is occupations. 경찰관, 경찰관 is police officer. Next, 농부, 농부. It is farmer. 어부, 어부, 어부. It's a fisher person. 목수 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 is carpenter 기술자 기술자 technician 회사원 회사원 What is 회사원? 회사원 is company employee. Okay. Hopefully you got us some words and then keep practicing. Otherwise, forgot. I'm same. If I don't using English vocabulary, I'm forgot very easily. So please keep practicing. If you are learning like new vocabulary. Okay, next we will learn about grammar, 문법. I will say in Korean and then speak English as well. So 은는 명사와 결합하여 문장의 주제나 화제를 나타낸다. 은는 combines with a noun to show the topic of a sentence. So 받침 Batim means a consonant written under the vowels of a symbol, a syllable, when writing in the Korean alphabet. Excuse me. So, batim means that. So, batimi 있으면, 은, 북함, 은, 북함, 은. Batimi 없으면, 는. 자야는 자야는 So example 투안은 목수입니다. 진수 씨는 회사원입니다. 자라 씨는 파키스탄 사람입니다. So that's what we learn about grammar. So when you say 은는 it's all different Because of 받침, a consonant written under the vowel of a syllable when writing in the Korean alphabet. Okay, let's run up a conversation. 대화. So I will say there are Nichanan, who is from Thailand, and there are Carlo. So Carlo is Filipino. So let's say Nichana maybe first and then Carlo. Yeah. 안녕하세요. 저는 니찬한입니다.
Hello, I'm Nichana.
태국 사람입니다.
I'm from Thailand.
안녕하세요. 저는 칼로입니다.
Hello, I'm Carlo.
I'm from Philippines.
필리핀 사람입니다. 칼로 씨는 학생입니까?
Carlo, are you a student?
아니요, 저는 근로자입니다.
No, I'm a worker.
So please listen carefully one more time the conversation as Korean first, and then please answer my questions.
안녕하세요. 저는 니찬한입니다. 태국 사람입니다.
안녕하세요. 저는 칼로입니다. 필리핀 사람입니다.
칼로 씨는 학생입니까?
아니요. 저는 근로자입니다.
So where is Nichanan from? Can you answer it?
And 니찬한은 어느 사람입니까? 어느 나라 사람입니까?
Where is Nichanan from? Did you answer it? Correct. Nichanan said, I'm from Thailand. So, Thailander. And Carlo. Is Carlo a student?
Carlo는 학생입니까?
Is Carlo a student? Answer is no. Carlo said, I am a worker. So, He is worker.
Hopefully you can get it. If you have a topic, questions, that will be like this kind of stuff there. So you can find listen Korean and then answer it. And now we will learn about Korean culture. So this culture and information. Korean greeting attitude. In 한국의 인사 예절. In Korea, the way of greeting varies depending on the person you are talking to. When greeting someone older or of higher status, you say 안녕하세요 or 안녕하십니까 and bow your head or bend at the waist. So basically bow, yeah. And bowing shows respect to the other person. When greeting someone younger or close to you, like a friend, you say 안녕 and raise your hands halfway or wave it lightly to show friendliness. 안녕하세요, 안녕하십니까, and 안녕 can be used at any time of the day, morning, afternoon, or evening. In formal situations, people use shake hand. However, when greeting someone much older or of much higher status, it is polite to put your left hand under your right hand arm or hand while shaking hands. That's not too hard if you're used to it. Like me, I'm not used to hug, but I'm getting used to it and I love hug now. So yeah, that's all today for us. And hopefully you learn some new vocabulary and Korean culture. And hope you have a great weekend. 좋은 주말 보내세요. 카키테 아노. See you next time.
Thanks for joining Koi Corner. Hopefully the show is helping with your Korean language skills. For more information, check out the Koi Corner Facebook page or email me at koicorner@gmail.com. To listen to this and previous shows, go to accessradiotaranaki.com and search up Koi Corner. I hope you have a happy time. Koi Corner와 함께하셔서 감사합니다. 여러분의 한국어에 도움이 되셨기를 바랍니다. 저희 방송을 조금 더 알기 원하신다면 코이 코너 페이스북 페이지 또는 이메일을 저희에게 보내주세요. 이메일 주소는 koikono@gmail.com입니다. 이전 방송을 다시 듣고 싶으시다면 accessradiotaranaki.com에서 코이 코너를 찾아주세요. 행복한 시간 되시길 바랍니다.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.